Today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to begin on Daf Yud on the base with the Mishnah. B'shamay oimrim be'erev kol odom yate v'yikre. Achlekes b'shamay says, how does one recite Kriyashma? B'shamay says, in the evening, every person should lie down on their bed when they recite Kriyashma. Before we begin, it's very important to know that there's a fundamental difference between Kriyashma and Shmona Esrei. When you daven Shmona Esrei, you beged there oimei lefnei hamelech. There are a lot of chumras. You have to stand in a proper way. You have to be dressed properly. Kriya Shema, there's no din of Oymei Lefnei HaMelech. It's a personal Kabbalah. Kabbalas Ol Malach HaShemayim without the geder of Oymei Lefnei HaMelech. It's a very, very big difference. That's why, according to Beis Shammai, it's shayich for a person to lie down when he recites Kriya Shema. So Beis Shammai says, there, kol adam yate v'yikra should lie down v'yikra and read the Kriya Shema. V'abayikar yamo, in the morning, person should stand up. Shenemar uveshach b'cha uvekumecha. You kind of the pasuk literally. You lie down and when you stand up. Beisil lo beisil tzchaylek. Beisil says kol adam yikra k'darkoi. Say Kriya Shema however you like. You don't have to do anything special. Shenemar uvelech t'cha v'aderech. The ikra makar for beisil. The two words uvelech t'cha v'aderech while you're traveling on the road, which means. Anyway, and while you're walking, it's coming to reject the words b'shach b'cha u'v'kamecha. In any way that you travel, even that is sufficient to recite the Kriya Shema. Im kein lama nema. Why then does it say u'v'shach b'cha u'v'kamecha? The Mishnah answers b'shach shebnei adam sheich v'mushach shebnei adam. When people are lying, people are standing. In other words, it's a reference to the evening and the morning. Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Aris. Period. Omar Rabbi Tarfon. Ani Yisik Baba Derech. My Shahaya. I was once traveling on the road. V'yitisi Likrois. And I lie down in the middle of the night. I was traveling on the road in a dangerous place. I lie down to recite the Kriya Shema. Kedivrei Beis Shammai. V'sakanti bi'atzmi b'bnei halistim. I put myself in a position that I was vulnerable. And it almost happened that bandits attacked me. They saw that I was vulnerable. Because I wanted to mekayim the mitzvah according to Beis Shammai, mekayim the pasuk literally when I'm lying down, amru lo. So the rabbanon said to Rabbi Tarfon, you got what you deserved. Kedai hayisa lochayv ba'atzmecha. It's worthy that you came l'idei sakana to die, to be injured by the bandits. Shavarta al divrei Beis Hillel, because the halacha follows Beis Hillel. And the halacha follows Beis Hillel. You have no right to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. The Gemara will elaborate upon this a lot more when we get a few lines from now. So let's now go back. Now the Gemara goes with the Yisoides. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel will come afarshi tamay over time of the Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel. There are two things that we must deal with. Number one, we have to deal with the words. B'shach b'cha uvikumecha, and the words uvelech t'cha v'aderech. So according to Beis Hillel, they tell us the Makar comes uvelech t'cha v'aderech, which means you can recite Kriya Shema even when you're walking. There's no din of shchiv and kima. And this that it says in the pasuk uvelech t'cha v'aderech tells us the zman. There are two dinim. There's din Kriya Shema b'layla and Kriya Shema b'yoyim. I just heard someone recently tell me a chakira, is the din Kriya Shema, are there two mitzvahs of Kriya Shema? Or is it one mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Is it the pshat? No, you get the full credit for Kriya Shema when vayhi erev vayivayiker. When you do both, when you do Kriya Shema shel arvis, it's only half the mitzvah, like tefillin. Is tefillin two mitzvahs, shel roish or shel yad, or is it one mitzvah? Kriya Shema, are there? Is it two completely separate mitzvahs, or is it one mitzvah? L'may nafkamina. Let now we paskin that a bar mitzvah becomes bar mitzvah at night. But there are opinions. There are many opinions that hold that's not so. They have machmirim today. We don't pass like this. It's a liyut suya. They hold that you go to me'es la'es. So according to some opinions, the boy is born at 12 o'clock Born 7 o'clock in the morning. So there are rishonim that hold. The opinions hold. There's a sugya and a nida. There's a whole sugya there and a nida. Not so long ago, that hold. You become bar mitzvah in Atayra 7 o'clock in the morning, not the night before, like we paskin pretty much halacha l'maisa. So according to that, those opinions, all the bar mitzvah boy has is the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis.
Half the mitzvah.
Half the mitzvah. There's no such thing as half the mitzvah, so no need to wake up early to do the first day, because it's not a mitzvah. But if you learn that there are two dinim, that it's two separate mitzvahs, then each one is separate in its own. So that's what we're here. So according to Beis Hillel, they have their reason, the Makari is the words of Lech Techa V'Aderech. And as far as the words uveshach v'cha uvekumecha, they can handle it. It's telling us that tzvei dinim is din shchiva, din amida, to din zmanim. But elo beshamai my time ayu. Lo yamri kebe my time lo yamri kebe hillel. What about beshamai? We understand their reason because they tell us uveshach v'cha uvekumecha. It means shchiva mamish, kima mamish. But what is beshamai going to do with the words uvelech techa v'aderech l'chor their extra? In Cain, first of all, let me tell you, first of all, don't get carried away. Beshamai says the ikar, so they go through the entire reasoning. MK, as far as b'shach b'fumecha, first of all, you're right, we need the pasuk for the ikar. The ikar is, you say kriya shema at night and kriya shema by day. No one's coming to disagree with that. But MK, ne'emakura b'boiker uvo erev. The pasuk should say b'boiker and erev. My b'shach b'fumecha. Why did it say possess b'shach b'cha, when you go to sleep, when you wake up? It's telling you b'shash shchiva, shchiva mamish, b'shash kima, kima mamish. Not like Beis Hillel. The chaf at the end of the word tells us you must be lying down flat, horizontal. You must be vertical when you say the kriya shema. Things vertical and horizontal. It must be in these positions when you say the first one to go from a vertical to a vertical to a horizontal. It was the nachash. The nachash normally was oymed. And then it was. Then there was punishment. Al gachoyim chateilech. Here is a different drush. But the din of kriya shema according to Beshamai is the shchiva mamish, kima mamish, and not like Beis Hill that says that these two words are telling us zmanim. Now the Mersikash, okay, very good. We understand your makaber. What are you going to do with the words of Beis Hill? Beshamai hayulach v'derech my avalei. So now we begin a whole new sugya. This is a big sugya. Hakumi boilei lichvatanya. This is the opening daf misach tekesubis. This is a sugya to itself. Lichvatanya b'shach b'shivtcha b'veisecha. It says this is part of a series. B'shivtcha b'veisecha v'lechtcha v'aderech. So first b'shivtcha b'veisecha prad lo isek b'mitzvah. A person that's being oisik. Oisik means you're physically doing a mitzvah. Maisa. You're doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. You're potter from a mitzvah. Prat l'chasa. Shift. Prat l'oisik mitzvah. Period. If a person is in the middle of doing a mitzvah, he is exempt from reciting kriyashma. Any mitzvah. V'lech t'chava derech. Prat l'chasa. And l'chasa is a term for a concept. It doesn't mean a mitzvah mamish. It means a person that's torud in preparing for a mitzvah. He's not mamish doing a nice mitzvah, but he's fatracht. His mind is not here, which Memela tells us that a person is doing, today everyone is into multitasking. You do 10 things at the same time. But when you're doing a maisa, you're not necessarily being mechavon. So what will be a maisa? Let's say being oisik in gemilas chasadim. Let's say being koivar meis. Or let's say you're being oisik in some type of chesed project. While I'm doing the chesed, I don't need to concentrate. I can say kriya shema at the same time. I can use my hands and it's on autopilot and do what I need to do to mekayim the mitzvah. You have to think of some mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is you're doing, ma'aseh mitzvah. And my mind, my lips will murmur, will say the words of kriya shema. So I can do it. I mamash can do it. I have the yicholus to do it. The first pasuk tells us yipater. Even though technically the ma'aseh mitzvah is just, it's just labor, it's just a reflex, it doesn't matter. If you're doing a reflex, you should concentrate. Even though you want, you can take away your concentration, and it's no big deal, doesn't matter. Yipater. Torah says you're not mechuyev to do a mitzvah. Not one mitzvah, you do one mitzvah, give it all your attention, and don't try to multitask when it comes to mitzvah. When it comes to mitzvah, there's no such thing as multitasking. When it comes next, what about a mamish not doing a mitzvah? I'm sitting in a chair, I'm doing nothing, but I'm preparing myself mentally for the mitzvah I'm about to do in a few moments. That's a new pitur that comes from the words uvelech techa v'aderech. I'm traveling. So it's a concept. I'm traveling. I'm not mamish doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. I'm just on the way to do the mitzvah. In this context, we take it not to be a ma'aseh, but we make a drasha, a chosam. He's fatracht. What is fatracht? Now the truth is, we don't know what this gemara means. Because we don't know, we don't understand, we mamish don't know what this gemara means. Chosam's getting married. He's kansi, he's nervous. Will his kala have besulim or not have besulim? Whatever that means. I don't think a chosam and shach to understand what this means. What this means. A chosam knows from these things. What does this mean? But that's what it says here in the Gemara. Prat, let's read the words of B'shitl V'Esecha, Prat lo Isek B'mitzvah, Ma'isa Mitzvah, V'lech V'derech, Prat lo Chosam. Mikan, what does it mean, a Chosam? The Gemara comes to clarify. Mikan Amru, Ha'koines es ha'besula. Potter, he's exempt from creation. He's not doing anything. He's sitting by the Chosam's tish. And the Dav, the Taka, he asked the Shal, is Chosam Chuv Dav Ma'ruf. Ikra didn't go to chasson, go to a wedding. The chasson always dav. The chasson doesn't learn marriage. He says vidui. Ikra hadin a chasson is part of the davening marriage. I think that I want to hold all shmuz on this. We don't do this bizman. I said because the Mexican yahoyer. Because even if you would try to daven marriage the right way, we couldn't do it. We're not on a madrega, so meila by us anyway. It's all lip service. So it's lip service, so the chasson also does the lip service. And so, but ikra hadin. This man, when Klayishal, when they taka, when Machavin, being Machavin mitzvahs kiroi, then the chosin was potter from saying Kriyashma, because he's torahed that entire period of time preparing what's going to be. Hakoines es habsul potter vim vesol monachai, because someone doesn't have psulim. Doesn't have psulim. So if it's not again, my mashma, how do you know? So that's what we learn from the word of Lotch Vaderech, is telling us halacha that tirda. So my mash, how do you know the word of Lotch Vaderech is come tell us tirda? Amra papa, ki derech, ma derech rishus, af called Rishus. You're not doing a Ma'aseh Mitzvah. When you walk on a road, Stam Derech, the Gemara will say in a moment, when you're going on a Derech, you're not going for a Mitzvah purpose. It's true, you can go for a Mitzvah purpose. But most of the time, when people travel, they're going for business. And business is not called a Ma'aseh Mitzvah. Milayah, the Gemara Sakasha, what do you mean? It says Derech, Derech, doesn't Derech also mean Milayah Skinim, the Kozel of the Dvar Mitzvah? You're going for the Dvar Mitzvah. The Afidu Lachem Rahman, the Likri Shek Riyashma, Imkain, Lemakrof, that's Takun Torah meant Lemakrof, Besheves Uvaleches. Why did it say b'shiv techa b'veisach uvelech techa? What's techa? The extra mile b'shiv techa uvelech techa. It's for you. It's for your personal benefit, not for the benefit of the Ribbono Shel Olam. My b'shiv techa uvelech techa b'shemes titcha uveleches titcha. Who dimechayvas ha demitzvah pativus? You're exempt. So far at this point, how many do we have? We have over here two psukim. One pasuk b'shiv techa b'veisecha. When the mayit, a person that's oisik in a ma'isa mitzvah. Then we have another pasuk v'lech techa v'aderech. When a person is not doing a ma'isa mitzvah, but he's being mechaven, he's fatracht, he's torahed. He's torahed. Now the Gemara at this point in Sa'at time did not yet tell us that he's torahed in a mitzvah. Just as that he's torahed. Yahachi, if that's the case, of Lach Vaderech, is he torahed? Yahachi, afilu kanetz b'sulam. The Gemara goes through the steps. Yahachi, afilu kanetz b'sulam. Nami, also torahed, you're getting married. The Gemara says, no, Nami, hai torahed v'hai loy torahed. You're mistaken. There is no tirda. There's no tirda wazo because there's no psulam. There's no psulam. There's nothing to be worried about. So maybe even if you tar, let's say a person suffers a loss, has a bad day of business, he comes home, he lost a lot of money, and he's very fatracht, he's very disturbed, and he doesn't have kavana, so he's shenabim mechuyif to daven ma'ariv of that evening to die and say kriya shram because he's tarot. If the ship sank at sea, maybe you'll tell me, that's right, the Torah is not written in the Malach Yasharis. And maybe Enoch Nami, Kriyashma, the way it should be done, not the way we do it today, requires full concentration. And if a person has a bad day, it's not possible. That's what Avlach Vodach tells us. If you can't be in a frame of mind, you're part of that day. We are in like this. We live in a life where everything has to be on a schedule. Everything is a daily schedule. You have to follow the rules. Smash Tam Chazal wasn't like that. Things were done more occasionally. There's even the whole Shaila Tefillin. How often do you have to wear it? Today it's unheard of. You don't wear it in a day, it's like Yehorig Val Yavo, not to wear it to miss one day tefillin. But I want to reshmuz that it's not so poshut that the mitzvah of tefillin is mamash a chiv every single day. It's a chiv occasionally. from the Smash of Talmud Gemara, that only the Talmidei Chachamim wore tefillin every single day, the entire day. The Hamoinam, they wore tefillin occasionally. First of all, it refers to Karban Pesach. And if you learn that it refers to tefillin, miyamim yamim doesn't necessarily mean every single day. It means occasionally. On special times, you wore. But I mean, we don't. It's chashal, not the halacha today. Halacha today is chas v'sham. Today, horiv al yavar, not to miss a day of tefillin. What?
When they had a high, they wore tefillin.
Right, exactly. So the same thing with Kriya Shema. You have to, if you're not in the proper frame of mind, so you don't say Kriya Shema. It's a very good havamin in the Gemara. The Gemara is a havamin. The Gemara is dead serious. But Alama, Amar Rabbi Rabbi Zavd, Amar Arav. Ovel, chayib, kol ha-mitzvah, samuris, but there's no one that's more fatracht than an ovel. Ovel suffered a loss, there's no one more fatracht, and yet he's mechuyiv to all the mitzvahs, chutz minat tefillin. The only thing he's exempt, the first day, that an ovel minat Torah is only the very first day. The very first day, there's no din of wearing tefillin. Chutz minat tefillin, shari ne'mar behem pe'er, it's called pe'er, shne'mar pe'erecha chavoy sholecha. We're from Yechezkel. Hashem told Yechezkel that I want you to be a marshal for Klal Yisrael. Your wife is going to die, and I want you not to be noyeg avelus. And how are you not going to do avelus? You're going to keep your tefillin attached to your head. Pe'ercha, your pe'er, which is a term for a tefillin. Chavosh. Chavosh means attach. Olech, upon yourself. And it'll be something bizarre. It's bizarre. Why are you in mourning and you're not removing your tefillin? An ovel is mechuyev to remove his tefillin the first day. You will serve as a marshal for Klal Yisrael. They're going to suffer a great loss. The Churban will come, and they'll be so fatracht they won't be able to properly mourn over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But what do we take out of this Gemara? We take out of this Gemara that the only thing that an ovel does not do is tefillin. But an ovel, after kavur, oinein, is part of the mitzvahs. But after the kavurah on the first day, it's an ovel, avelus deraisa. Avelus deraisa on the first day, you mechuyven kol hamitzvahs except for tefillin. But why? He's torud. He's not in a frame of mind to properly concentrate. So what's the answer? Well, shape up. Get yourself into a frame of mind. It's not an excuse. Just because you're in a bad frame of mind, too bad. Go and work on yourself and concentrate and remove the tirda from your mind to say Kriya Shema properly. If that's the case, when it comes to Tova Sunas, when a person has a bad day of business, he lost a lot of money, it's too bad. Shape up. Remove the daiga from your mind and concentrate on saying Kriya Shema. The only time you're exempt from saying Kriya Shema is only when you're torud in mitzvah, in the case of Rabbi Chassan. We learned halacha. The Gemara answers, here's the bottom line. When it comes to a chassan, he's getting married. Getting married is a mitzvah, which is a chiddush. That's not a pasha, that's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is having children. The inyan of the marriage is a hachonah l'mitzvah. It's a step in the preparation to bring our children. But the Gemara is saying it's still clear in the Gemara. It's still called a mitzvah. And now when he's torud, what's going to be will should be a psula. That is a tirda de mitzvah. Hachi, when it comes to the ovel, when it comes to the tava sivnas bayam, hacha torud tirda de rishus. And Amela, there is no pitur. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is we have two psukim. Two psukim is b'shivtcha b'veisecha. If you oisek b'mitzvah, a mitzvah that does not require any mental thought, doesn't matter. If you're physically moving your hands and feet to do a mitzvah, you're potter from saying Kriya Shema. And the Musa Haskell is, even though you technically don't need to think, Hashem wants you to think about the mitzvah while you're doing the mitzvah. When is teaching us halacha l'maisa, that if you're not doing anything physical, you're just sitting. You're sitting by the chazan's tish, and you do nothing. And people are just coming over wishing you mazel tov, and now the davening ma'ariv, me'ikar hadin you potter. Why am I potter? I'm nervous. I'm tarot. Why? Oh, but you're nervous, you're potter. If you have a bad day of business, you're potter. No. You tarot tirda de mitzvah. So it's a very nafkamina. Anytime a person is tarot tirda de mitzvah, make it in his potter. A person like, you know, let's say people that are very busy with in Yoni Avelos. I know my father was a Roth. So my father, get a call that someone was nifter. So a lot of preparations have to be made. You have to make a lot of phone calls. A lot of things have to be done. Father's Isaac, you're tired. Your mamash, you're tired and tired of the mitzvah. You're not mamash, you're thinking where what to do and all these things. So you're not making right there. You're not mechuyev. Even though you're not mamash doing a ma'isa b'poyel, you're just thinking out what to do. You're tired of the mitzvah. You're potter from kriyashma me'ikar hadin. Now the Gemara reviews. Okay, this next line of Gemara is very shver. There's different yirsois. What the Gemara, but the site is the same. The perish of the next few lines, the same as question of how to read the words. The Gemara simply now is just reviewing the entire sugya. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is we have here two different sets of psukim. We have b'shach b'cha uvikumecha, when you lie down and when you get up. And then we have another pasuk that says uvelechtecha v'aderech. According to the Sil, it's clear. According to Beis Hillel, when it says "uvelechtecha v'aderech," you can say Kriya Shema while you're walking. You don't have to lie down; you have to get up. And when it says "v'shach v'chav kumecha," it means a zman shchiva and a zman kimba. You say Kriya Shema twice a day. Beis Shammai lemaskana. He says when it says "v'shach v'chav kumecha," being that it says with a chaf, "v'shach v'chav kumecha," means flat, horizontal. Uvikumecha, standing straight, and it's all. Oh, but it says, how does he deal with the pasuk of Beis Hillel? That's teaching you halacha that if you torut lemaskana, torut tirda de mitzvah, torut tirda de mitzvah, you parted from saying kriyashma. So now the question falls back on Beis Hillel. How does he know this halacha that if you torut tirda de mitzvah, you parted from kriyashma? So the Gemara here at the beginning of Shas, the first Tamei Afshar concept, you can learn two things from one pasuk. Two things. Since the pasuk says uvelech, the way the Torah chose to express this idea, the words are extra. You don't need these words altogether. Uvelech chavaderech is completely superfluous. So that's teaching you beikar Torah tir de mitzvahs potter. But because the pasuk chose to express this concept in the words while you're walking, Mimela is teaching us a second halacha. You don't need to lie down, you don't need to stand up, you can say the kriyashma in any position you wish whatsoever. And that's a very controversial statement, because if you go through Shas, Ruba de Ruba, you can't learn two things from one pasuk. It's a very fine line when you can learn when it's derech agaf and when it's an extra drasha mamish. But here the Gemara says that according to Beis Hillel, you can learn two things from one pasuk. That's a little more summary. More now summarizing. So what's the bottom line? Ubei Shammai, Ahumi Boilei, Pra'al Shluchei Mitzvah. Let's review. The words of Lechtecha V'aderech, bottom line, according to Beis Shammai, tells us L'Shluchei Mitzvah. Now L'Shluchei Mitzvah here, what does it mean L'Shluchei Mitzvah? It means, it's not Shluchei Mitzvah, it means really Torah Tered the Mitzvah. That's really what it means, the maskana. If you change the gear, let's leave it. But Shluchei Mitzvah will just for now make it very simple. It means tirda de mitzvah. When you're not mamish doing the mitzvah, Ubeis Hillel. How does Beis Hillel know this concept of Torah tirda mitzvah? Two things, because he needs it to tell you that while you're walking, you don't have to lie down. Ubeis Hillel Amri Memelish Mamina Tudinim Diafilu B'derech Nami Kare. You can learn a single halacha as well. Iker, it's teaching you. You're right. I'm asking Shluchei Mitzvah, which means Torah tirda mitzvah. But you could also learn a second halacha that you can say Kriya Shema when you walk. You don't have to lie down. You don't have to stand up. Okay, that concludes the sugya. Finish. New Gemara. Gets a little bit easier. Tabanan Beis Hillel says, I'm dim v'karim. You can I'm dim. You stand v'karim. You can say Kriya Shema when you're standing. Yoishim v'karim. You can say Kriya Shema when you're sitting down. Umatim v'karim. You can say Kriya Shema when you're lying. Umatim v'karim. When you're lying down. Holchim v'aderech v'karim. You can say when you're walking. Va'isim v'malachim v'karim. You can say when you do malacha. Doesn't make a difference. You can do it however you want. There's no limitation to how you can say Kriya Shema. Again, there's no din of Oymed lefnei hamelech. Shmoneh Esrei. People get all worked up. Shmoneh Esrei is Kodesh Kodashim. But Kriya Shema is a private Kabbalah. You don't need, you're not standing before you have to be dressed properly. All the dinim of Shmoneh Esrei are very different than dinim of Kriya Shema. Umayseb, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer. You have to remember the name is clearly Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer, and Azariah. Shayu Mesudim b'Makom Echad, only one place. Rabbi Shmuel Mute, Rabbi Shmuel was following pretty much the Shita. Happened to be lying down. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Zokov was standing. Kaven Shigizman Kriyat Shema. So what happened? So Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah wanted to follow the Shita of Beis Shammai. So what did he do? He to Rabbi Eliezer lie down. He lied down to mekayim the mitzvah Kriyat Shema like Beis Shammai. So when Rabbi Shmuel saw Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah lie down, what did he do? He got up. He stood up. The Zokaf Rabbi Yishmael. Amal Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Rabbi Shmuel. Yishmuel Ochi, my brother. Em Shulach Hamosh. Let me give you an example. What in the world did you just do? You stood up. Lamada Vadaimer, Marshall.
You didn't want to do like Beishamah.
Oh, let's see.
You want to do like Rabbi Eliezer.
Rabbi Eliezer, no, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah was standing. What did Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah do?
So he lied down.
Like who?
Shmuel was lying down.
No, but Rabbi Shmuel is not. He's not the one who made his Mechadish Halacha. The one that was Mechadish Halacha, they have to lie down, was Beishamah. Rabbi Shmuel is a Namoira. Rabbi Shmuel's not.
I know, but he was trying to foul.
Oh, let's see the marshal. I don't know if this was his rebbe. They were friends. They were contemporaries, companions. Chaverim. Let's see. So Omar. So Amul Rabbi Nazar Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel Achi Em Shachal Marshal. Let me give you an example. Lomad Avidaimer. Marshal Yachashayim Loi Zik Zikoncha Megudli. Someone tells you have a beautiful beard. What a beautiful hadras panim you have. Amalohem, so the guy says, oh, you like it? You know what? Because you like it so much, I'll cut it off and throw it into the fire. You like it? You like the beard? It's a beautiful beard. You give me a compliment? So you know what? Take your compliment for yourself. I'll keep your compliment, and I'll rip off my beard and throw it in the fire. Mashchitzen. Afato, afkach, that's exactly what happened over here. Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, look, I'm lying down. Rabbi Shmuel said, I'm lying down. This is what you were saying. I'm lying down. And now Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah imitates Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, when read this way, Rashi explains. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah is saying to Rabbi Shmuel, you know what? Your conduct is beautiful. Why? Because you're lying down. I, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, I want to be just like you. You're a wonderful person. You're doing the mitzvah the way it should be done, in a lying position. I want to imitate you. So I'm also going to lie down. So then what happens? Rabbi Shmuel says, oh, you're complimenting me? You want to be like me? Keep your compliment for yourself. Allah, stand up. You have a nice beard? I'll take a razor and cut off the beard and throw it into the fire. That's exactly what's happening over here. He's coming to imitate Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is lahacha, standing up to say, to reject the compliment. One would see the words inside. Em shalach ha-mashal. L'mod avadam. L'mashal lecha ha-shoyim alayim zikoncha megudol. Am alachem. Yeah, k'negen ha-mashchitz me'af kach. Atok, you are the same thing. Kol zman shani zokov. When I was standing up, atamut, you were lying down. Now, achshav kashani hitisi. Now, when I imitated you, I complimented you. Ata zokhafta, you're standing up. So Amalo, so he said to him, you're right. It's a very good marshal. I'm not coming to disagree with the marshal, but there's a reason why I have to reject your compliment, because it's shleikedin. That's the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon, the halacha follows Beis Hillel. And Amela, you're not allowed to do like Beis Shammai. Amaloi af ani osisi kedivrei Beis Hillel was doing like Beis Hillel. Says that you don't have to say Kriyat Shema in a lying position. The ato osisa kedivrei Beis Shammai, and you do like Beis Shammai, and therefore I wanted to show the halach is not like Beis Shammai, and that's why I had no choice but to reject your comment and stand up. V'loyoid. And furthermore, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. I'm afraid the Talmidim will observe and will come to the wrong conclusion. Now the Gemara elaborates. What do you mean v'loy oid? What does that mean? The chi tema, maybe we'll say as follows. Here's a very important point. When Beis Hillel says, what is Beis Hillel's appeal? Beis Hillel's opinion. Beis Hillel says, you can say Kriyat Shema however you wish. Do whatever you want. According to Beis Hillel, are you allowed to recite the Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis lying down? Yeah. Beis Shammai says that's the only way to do it. But even Beis Hillel agrees there's nothing wrong. If you want it, you can do it. So therefore, so what's so terrible? If Rabbi Yishmael was lying down, even though Rabbi Yishmael follows Beis Hillel, all that means is that you have a right to recite Kriya Shema however you like. But if you also want to lie down in Gezunta Heit, lie down. It's also fine. So therefore, why did Rabbi Yishmael, just because Rabbi Yishmael holds like Beis Hillel, why did he have to stand up to recite Kriya Shema? Beis Hillel also allows you to lie down. So the answer is because the Talmidim were watching. And because the Talmidim were watching, what did they see? They saw Rabbi Shmuel lying down, and they saw Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah now also lie down. So it looks like that's the way it has to be. So in order to show the Talmidim, no, don't make a mistake and think it must be like this. In this instance, bidafk, I have to stand up to show that halacha is not like. Had Rabbi Yishmael been all alone, he was vacationing, and he happened to be lying down, and he recited Kriya Shema, the Talmidim could not come to a conclusion. Because, why did he say Kriya Shema lying down? I don't know, maybe Beis Shammai, maybe Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel says you can lie down. But now when the Talmidim see that Rabbi Shmuel is lying down, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also bedafka lying down, and that both of them lying, so the impression you get when both of them are lying down, and one is bedafka lying down, is it must be like Beis Shammai. This also allows you to lie down. The Talmud says, no, that's only true when you were lying down in the past. You are vacationing on a nice, hot, lying down, and then you can say Kriya Shema. You, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, have a zokuf. You, Rabbi Elazar, were standing. The hashda muta. Now you bedavka lie down, and we're both lying down in this position. Oh, sakana. Amri dal se shema minok be shamai suul masul be shamai. Therefore, I have no choice. Shema you have talmidim biyikmu halacha doras. It's very dangerous when the talmidim say the same thing with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish once wore a talis by Shabbos Mincha. You know, the Hasidim, they wear a talis by Shabbos Friday night. I never saw this. I never knew this until recently. There's certain groups of Hasidim, they wear a talis Friday night. You ever see this?
The Mispalulim.
There's certain groups of Hasidim. What? I never. The Mispalulim. They wear a talis Friday night. I saw it a few weeks ago. First time it was an Ufraf, big Ufraf of my neighbor. So a lot of Hasidish families came for the Ufraf. I thought, no, they never wear a talis. It's a real shtibul. They don't wear a talis. All everyone sitting in the mitzvah, they were willing to. What in the world was going on? Even there was one that was wearing the talis over his shtimul. What's going on? I never saw these such beautiful talisos with atoros in the center. Who is this? Real deal. Real rabbish stuff. So they told me. They told me who they are. They told me the certain chassidim that they do this. Okay. But mincha, no one wears a talis by Shabbos mincha. So once the chazanish, he wore a talis by mincha. So Shmuel went out in the whole Klal Yisrael that there's an Indian to wear a talis. The Mispalalim should wear a talis like the chazanish. Me garlanu. And this went on for a very long time. And finally someone asked the Chazanish, what's going on? He's talking, so he said, yeah, that Shabbos, my jacket ripped. And it was very, very poor, the Chazanish. Mamash ripped. And it's not bakovedik to daven with a back jacket that's totally ripped. So I put on my talis just to cover up. So the whole Klal Yisrael now, Shema Yiru HaTalmidim V'yikbu Halacha L'Doyros. There's an inyan to wear a talis when you daven in Mincha on Shabbos.
Without a ripped jacket.
Well, they didn't know about the jacket. So you see the sakana, that's mamash what says here in the Gemara. Therefore, they were extremely careful. Tani, Rabbi Yecheskel, Osuk, now we go to halacha l'maisa. What's halacha when it comes to Beishamai Silo? So Osuk, Beishamai, Osuk, so according to Rabbi Yecheskel, Rabbi Chiddush, it's a free world. Do whatever you want. Osuk, Beishamai, Osuk, Beishilel, Osuk. Don't bother me. Do whatever you want. Shalom al Yisrael. Rav Yosef Amar, this is how we paskin. Also, Kriv Beishamai, lo yasav lo klum. Some even go so far to say, Achidish Noira, I saw this, not just Pashid. If a person makes a mistake, and he lies down to say Kriya Shema Shalarvis, he's not Yotza. He has to mamash repeat the Kriya Shema Nochama. Ad Kadekach. Lo yasav. It's not Mishayev Yishuvim. The Ma'ase of a Sukkah. What was the Ma'ase from a Sukkah? The Machlokes Be'Shamay and Be'Silul. How big is the Sukkah? Let's say the road, most of your table is in the house. It's not in the Sukkah. Mishayev Yishuvim Ruboy Be'Sukkah. Your head and most of your body Be'Sukkah. V'Shulchanoi Be'Sechabaye. So it's Chashash. You may lean over. You may lean over into the Ma'ase. You have a three-wall Sukkah going into your kitchen. You may lean over. What's the Halacha? It's Machlokes. So Be'Shamay. Poislin, obeys Hillel Machshirin, Amaluch obeys Hillel Beshamai, Maisa, Shalchu Zigne Beshamai, so according to Beshilu, it's kosher. Lenient. Amaluch obeys Shamisal Beshamai, Shalchu Zigne Beshamai, Zigne Beshamai, went together with Akes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachoironis. One of the great Gedolim, they all cough off to this person. Mitzahu Shayyaroy Shayyaroy Besukah, Vishulchan Besukah Bayis, for the Amulai Klum, and no one said a word, so it must be a Chloraya, Halach is like Beis Hillel. So what do we see? We see the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that you have to follow Beis Hillel. Amru Lachem Beis Shammai said the story is corrupt. You got the case wrong. Misham Raya Avheim Amru Lo. They also told Rabbi. They had the chutzpah to tell him. Im Kain Hayisin Noeg Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyomecha. This is what you know. You never will make this your entire life. So what do we see? So we see over here Machlokes. Somebody said a story over here. Machlokes. And see what Rashi says. Rashi says Lo Kiyamta. So this is a little complicated. What's the raya? Okay, the point. The raya over here is according to Rashi. Just like they told according to their version of the story. If this is what you did your whole life, lo, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Prihechi di osa kedivre beis hillel loy osa v'loy klom ledivre beis shamai af ha'oitze kedivre beis shamai loy osa v'loy klom ledivre beis hillel. The same way they said in loy kiyamta, you never fulfilled the mitzvah your entire life. Because since you took hold of the shita of beis hillel, you took hold of Beis Hillel, so they tell you did like Beis Hillel. The Gemara from the emphasis of like Kiyamta, they told them, "What did you do? You said Roishoy Verubay, but the Shulchanoy was Sechabayis. That's according to who is that good? According to that's according to Beis Hillel, it's kosher, but according to Beis Shammai, it's no good. So the people Beis Shammai said to him, like Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyomecha. What do you mean? But according to Beis Hillel, we were Mekayim the Mitzvah. No. Since the halacha, these are the Beis Shammai people. Since the halacha is Kebeis Shammai, the Beis Shammai, they hold out the halacha is Kebeis Shammai. Namely, you who are following Beis Hillel, like Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyomecha, you will never mekayim the mitzvah your entire life. That's an extreme statement. There's us, and there's you. If you follow us, very good. If you follow you, okay, so you have a different approach to halacha. There's diversity in Klal Yisrael. You have to be tolerant. There's tolerance. No, they told there's no tolerance. We paskin like Beis Shammai. If you paskin like Beis Shammai and you go like Beis Hillel, kiyamta miyomecha. So the flip is the same thing according to Rashi. If you hold like Beis Hillel and you do like Beis Shammai, kiyamta miyomecha. It's a very important Rashi in Sim Shabbat Pasha and the Gemara. Chiyech de osa b'kibbe Beis Hillel ki osa v'loi klum li Beis Shammai af ha'isek de Beis Shammai lo yosu v'loi klum klu Beis Hillel. Okay, so therefore that's Mishum Raya. Fine, that's the Raya. Now the Gemara tells us Rav Nachman Amar Yitzchak Amar also the Beis Shammai Chayiv Misa. Go weiter. The Imam Shchayiv Misa. Are you talking? The Tanan. Yeah, look at the Mishnah. Mitafen. Not Shavtaref. The Tanan Amar Mitafen. Ani Yisi Bidu Bavedech Vidisin Lekos Kedu Beis Shammai. I was going through and I leaned over like Beis Shammai. Misakanti Biatzmi Mnei Halistim. And I put myself Sakonim because of the robbers. Dangerous to be vulnerable at night. Amulo. They told him, good for you. Kedai Hayisa Locha Biatzmi. You talk Chayiv Misa. Shavaruta. It's not just Tam Shat. There's diversity. Diversity, but with Halacha follows one. It's a chutzpah. It's more halacha k'neged rabbi. If this is the way the psak halachas and klal Yisrael, you have no right. And there's a higher madrig of chayiv misa. He next. In the morning we make three brachas. Two before. What are two before? Yoitzer or second bracha half a rabbi. And that's before Kriya Shema. And what do we say after Kriya Shema? Goal Yisrael. Uva Erev. And Naim Avarach Shtayim Lufaneha. Hamarev Adavim. Ahava Soilam. That's before Kriya Shema. And after Kriya Shema is Hashki Veinu. And Goal Yisrael. No, first Goal Yisrael. First Goal Yisrael. And then Hashki Veinu. So it's four. You have one extra bracha night more than the Erev Avarach Shtayim Lufaneha Shtayim Lachrecha. Achas Arucha V'achas Ketzara. One is longer, one is short. Now, what does it mean long and short? This is a whole shmooz in and of itself. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Achas v'achas ketzara, shtayim l'acharecha the arvis koi." One is long, and one is short. So this refers to the two brachas afterwards. Now, why was one called long, one is short? Because one begins. The one that is arucha. Is Goal Yisrael. Ketsur is Goal Yisrael. MS V'amun is Arucha. There are a lot of words. Yimarech. MS V'amun, you go through the whole shmuz until you get to Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. So it's a very long bracha. Hashkiveinu, relative to MS V'amun, is a short bracha. That's how Rashi learns very pashut. The other mahalach of the Tais, we have to go weiter. So one is Arucha, one is Ketsara. That's long. Lach time, we have a chasima beboruch. We have, there's a general halach according to Rashi. Rashi is very poshut. The mission very poshut. In a place where lach time, generally, it's a general rule. Whenever you have a baruch, that's a chasima. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. You're not allowed to omit the chasima. Baruch Atah Hashem. You must be mash simsaim with that bracha. Lachtam in Rishay Shloi Lachtam. Shloi Lachtam. What does it mean Shloi Lachtam? Rashi gives an example. Birchas Aperos Umitzvos. Baruch Atah Hashem Lokinim Melech Olam. Asher Kedushan Umitzvos Tzvan Loniach Tefillin. That's it. Don't go start inventing a whole nusach and saying Baruch Atah Hashem Nochmo. If it's a bracha that's mekatzer, you're not allowed to be marach. Shloi lachtem, mishal lachtem. Now, my mevorech, one of the brachas for Kriya Shema, Yud B'Shachris, Omar Yaakov, Omar B'Oshaya, the bracha is Yoitzer or Uvoirei Choshech. There's no such pasuk. Almost one thing of almost all of the nusach atfilah comes from Tanakh. It comes from Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Shoyasar, Iyov. The whole nusach atfilah is all derived from Tanakh. So there's no such brachas. Yoytzer or vorei ra. But here we borrow from that pasuk in Yeshaya. We say vorei choshech. Once we're not going to say the pasuk literally vorei ra. We don't want to say evil. Say darkness. So say a more pleasant word for darkness, because we don't want to say ra. The pasuk says yoitzer or vore ra. Hashem creates evil. We don't want to say that. We want to say something more pleasant. So what do we say? Choshech. Choshech is not a nice word. Darkness. That's not a pleasant word. You should say the word noiga. Noiga is a word which means darkness. Also means darkness. Lema yoitzer vore noiga. Darkness. The Gemara says no. We only say words that are written in the Torah. And the word Noiga is not written in the Torah. It's not, even though I think it does say Torah, but it's not written in the context of night. It's not written in the context of, we want to make it clear. Oh, so you want to go follow what it says in Tanakh? So say the real deal. Say, let it say Mamish Ra. Elamiyato Isa Shomvei Ra. Mi ko amrinon kidchsiv. Do we recite the way it's in the pasuk? Ella what's ksiv ra? Vikorinon uvari hakol yoitzer or uvari choshech. I didn't say correctly. Sorry. Yoitzer uvari choshech. Oseh shalom uvari es hora. That's what it says in the pasuk. But we say uvari es hakol. So why don't we say uvari ra? Lishna ma'aliyo. We want to say something pleasant. So achinami lema noiga lishna ma'aliyah, because noiga is a more pleasant expression. El Elimor says you're right. Really, we should say it. But El Amar Rava kedei lahaske midasim b'layla midaslayla b'yom, because we want to say that it's concrete. We want to say the word noiga. The way the Farshim explained it, Rashi, noiga, even though it's true that it does mean night, but it's not a strong enough expression of night. because sometimes nega also means light. It means a glow. It's not a strong enough term to refer specifically to the evening. And being that it is essential at the time of Shacharis in the morning to refer to the night, and likewise at night, we have to refer to the day, it's essential. In the Meilu, we have to say a word that is concrete, that refers specifically to the night. And the word Choshech is a candidate, is the proper word, because that, with it beyond the shadow of a doubt, refers to the night. Noiga, it's a little bit too vague. Elam Rava, like we just said, Yaitzer or is day, Uvar Choshech is night. But where do we find them during the Ma'ariv, in the bracha of Emes Yamun? Do we say mention at night day? El midas yom b'layla hechi mishkachas l'am rabaya goylel or Hashem rolls away or mibnei choyshech v'choyshech mibnei yar. So it's explicit. The Gemara is saying pasha. We do this in Echadam Seid, and it's a very important fact that a person always has to realize that the Yisrael of Gemara is that every tkufa is not independent. Every tkufa is part of the bigger picture. The day leads into the night. The night leads into the day. Darkness is churban. Churban leads in. Golus leads into geula. And in times of geula, times when it's all, you have to prepare for times where it's dark. A person has to stock up in the time of or for the times of life that are not necessarily always so pleasant. So this essential theme that Chazal incorporated into the Nusach HaTfilah, to always don't look at just the moment, look at the big picture. You must mention Laila b'Yoyim and Yoyim b'Laila. V'idoch, my, what's the other bracha? We mentioned Yoytzer Ar. My, he, Amar Avihuda, Mashmuel, Ahava Rabba. V'chein Orei Lei, Rabbi Lezer, Pados Berei, Ahava Rabba. Tainam Yachi, Ein Oimim Ahavas Oilam. Don't say Ahavas Oilam, that's not the right Nusach. But Ella, Ahava Rabba. For Shacharis, we say Ahava Rab Rabban, and Rabban say Ahavas Oilam. For Chenu Oimer, so Pasuk Ahavas Oilam Ahavtich, Ahavtich, Ahavticha. I have love with an everlasting Ahava. Al Kain Mishachtichos, that I have drawn upon you kindness. Halacha L'maaseh, what do? We make a pshara. Shacharis, we say Ahava Rabba. And Ma'ariv, we say Ahavas Oilam. Why? Because Shacharis is Mesamel Geula. So time of Geula, it's Peloshon Hoyve, Ahava Rabba. It's present, the love is Rabba, it is great, it is here. Nighttime represents Golos. The Ahava is not, it's not tangible, it's not present. It's not Nikar, the Goloi. But we have faith. Ahavas Oilam, it's everlasting. We don't directly focus on it, we allude to it. It's an everlasting love which we know is there, which will return, which will come apparent at a future point in time. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Ahishkan Lishmais Halach. First, he wakes up early in the morning to get to recite, to learn Torah. If you did not yet recite Kriya Shema, you did not recite the Baruch of Ahava Rabba. Ahava Rabba, we're going to learn now, can serve B'diyeved as Birchas HaTorah. You must make Birchas as a sugyan more later on, the Kal V'Chomer from eating. You must make Birchas HaTorah, according to some opinions, the mitzvah D'Oraisa. So let's say you want to learn. So if you did not yet recite the Ahava Rabba, you must recite the Birchas HaTorah, which is the moment where they are. You have to make the brachas because Kriya Shema. Mishakora, once you're ready, you said Ahava Rabba, Kriya Shema, Ein Tzarech Levarech. You no longer have to make the bracha in the brachas because Shekvar Nifta Be'Ahava Rabba, because you're ready to put, you pat yourself with Ahava Rabba, and the Yishalmi, Tais Kos Yishalmi, but you must learn right away. As soon as you finish Shmona Eshrei, you immediately must sit down and learn something, recite a few psukim in order to be kind that it should be, the bracha should be chal on Torah. Why isn't the bracha on Kriya Shema? You say right away. So a lot of answers. One answer is going in a case in Echlam, we didn't say Kriya Shema. Person just said Mishakor, but it doesn't matter. Mishakor, it's a Yushalmi. Okay, so someone would be medayik that when you say Kriya Shema and davening, it's not begeder Talmud Torah. It's begeder mitzvah. It's a very chiddush. When you say psukim and davening, are you mekayim Talmud Torah? B'diavad, yes. L'chatchil, you have to say slichos. You have to say birchas haTorah before you recite the psukim slichos. Are you allowed to say psukim of davening like on Tisha B'Av? You're not allowed to learn before Shacharis. So someone will be like over here that it's not Torah, because the more he says he's saying Kriya Shema, and even though he's saying Kriya Shema, he say the Berachos of Kriya, you say Ahava Rabbah, the Shema is not necessarily going to be a patur. According to Yisham, we have to learn after you finish Shemona Esrei in order that it should be a kiyum of the bracha right after, as close to the bracha as possible. But all we need right now, all to know is that the diavet, the bracha of Ahava Rabbah, can serve as birchas haTorah. If you want to learn chumash, you must say the bracha birchas haTorah. So l'medrash, medrash ain tzarech levarich. Rebbe Lozer says no. Amar l'mikra u'l'medrash, because medrash is the medrash of psukim. It's chelik Torah shebichsaf. Tzarech levarich. But l'mishnah, that's pure Torah shebal peh, ain tzarech levarich. He holds that the birchas haTorah is not going on Torah shebal peh. It's only going on Torah shebichsaf. Ain tzarech levarich. Rabbi Yochanan Amir says no. Af l'mishnah nami tzarech levarich. Av l'talmud. Understand the reasonings. That's a different daruga in Torah shel peh that you don't require brachas. Ain tzarech levarich. The Rav Amar, that's talach l'mayis. Av l'talmud tzarech levarich. Everything is nichlal in Torah, and everything requires the birchas haTorah. D'yamar Rav Chiya bar Rashi zimn tzadim many times. Have the kli kamei d'rav l'snui pirkin b'sifra d'beirav, and that's the gedar talmud. To learn the sifra, the reasonings of the medrash of chumash vayikra. The Sifra and Sifrei. Sifra is Vayikra. Sifrei is Vamidbar and Devarim. Sifrei is plural. It's not Sifri. People like to say Sifri. It's Sifrei. It's plural. And then you have Medrash Rabbah. This is a term, I forgot the name, for Bereish and Shemos. They are separate Sfarim. The Rav Havamakdim Kamashi, the Rav would get very early and wash his hands, Ubaruch, and he would make a bracha. So see over here that since he made a bracha, even though he was teaching us Talmud also requires a bracha. My bracha, what bracha do you make? On Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvos V'tzvanu La'asoik B'divrei Sar. Period. That's it. Stop right there. Rabbi Yochanan Masayin Ba. No, extend the bracha. Hachi Ha'arev Na. Notice there's no vav in the Gemara. Ha'arev Na Hashem Lokinu Estirei Saras L'Befinu U'Vififios. That's not what we have in our Siddur. We have uvefios, only with one pay. Here in the Gemara it says uvefios. When you say this nusach, we make a seam. When you make a seam of a masach on the back of the Gemara, people always slip. They brainwash from what they say during the Birchas HaTorah in the morning. But it's a different word. Here it says, I don't know why we don't do this. We don't say this nusach uvefios. Three pios. Three. Like when you say in Pesuk of the Zimra, Pasuk of Tehillim. Uvififios amcha beis Yisrael v'nihi anachnu v'tzeinu v'tzei amcha beis Yisrael. Notice the Gemara is Nusach Ashkenaz does not say v'tzeinu, like we say some say that beis Yisrael klonu yoide eshmecha v'yoyske. It says v'yoyske, we say v'loimde, most say v'loimde. Soyrosicha, is it soyrosicha? Soyrosicha? Okay. It doesn't say l'shema either. L'soyrosicha. Baruch atah Hashem, hamalamei Torah li'amo Yisrael. Okay, that's so he's marich. Rav Chamnun Amar, what do you say? Asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim v'nas lanu soyrosicha. Baruch atah Hashem, b'sinat Torah. Amar Rav Chamnuna, zohi mu'ula shebebrochos. This is the best. This is the best of all the brochos. What does Rashi say? The Meula Shebirachos HaTorah Shebirachos HaTorah Lefi Sheyesh Bo Choyda LaMokim V'Kilus LaTorah Uli Yisrael. 3 miles. A Choyda HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch HaTorah Shemukhim HaLecholam HaKilus HaShem Boch HaBonim HaKolam V'Nasla Lanu Es Torah. So we praise the Torah and we praise Klal Yisrael. Shem Boch HaBonim HaKol HaM. It's unbelievable. The Torah of Yisrael that I saw Chaz. That's what we see in this bracha. Torah, Yisrael, Kudsh Abrichu, Yisrael, V'araisa Charu. That's the Yisoid of the three. Memela, that's why this is the Me'ula Sheva Baruch. So the Gemara says, Nimrinu Lekulu, therefore this is the Pshara. You say them all. You say everything. Somehow, I don't know the reason, but the Me'ulah's choice are very different. Is it 2 brachas? Is it 3 brachas? If you say V'harevna, which really were the Gemara's mashma. The Gemara says he was Messiah. So if the Vihar is a hemshech of the first of the bracha Asher Kedushanu, then Sacha Kol, how many brachas are there? 2 brachas. But if it's a hemshach, so why doesn't the Gemara have the vav achibur? We have in Nusach Ashkenaz, there is no vav achibur. That means there are really three brachas. So there's a lot of tar on this. Is it two brachas? Is it three brachas? But the whole thing here you have in the Gemara, why dafka three brachas? Keneged Kayhanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Keneged Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara. Three brachas is what we say every single day. Someone learned a beautiful var, I think from the Levush. Beautiful var is that, let's say you learn there are two brachas. Asher Kedeshanu, the mitzvah with the conclusion. And the next bracha is the Ashabach Abanu. I think the Levush says that the first bracha is the chasima from yesterday's learning. Just when you get an aliyah, you make two brachas. You make a bracha Rishayna and a bracha Achrayna. When you eat bread, bracha Rishayna, Hamotzi Lachem Naretz, and a bracha Achrayna, bracha Samazayn. Torah has a bracha Rishayna and a bracha Achrayna. The bracha Rishayna is Ashabach Arbanu, like when you get an aliyah. And what's the bracha Achrayna? The next day, when you wake up in the morning, all the learning that you learned yesterday and the whole night, and you thought about it, you sleep, you think about it in your dreams, now you make the bracha acharoino asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos tzivanu when v'hadavna, it was delicious. V'hadavna Hashem Elokeinu. And now you start fresh, right away, a new bracha rishoina. This is a beautiful shah from the Levush Malchus. Tonight we're in the Mishnah, we have another 2 minutes until tomorrow, tonight we're in the Mishnah. Hasa. This is the Yoyma. The Skan Kohen Gadol says to the Kohanim, Baruch Hu Baruch Achas. Make one bracha. The Kohanim were rushed. They couldn't daven a regular davening because they knew the Avodah. They did the Avodah while they put all the parts of the animal in the Mizbeach, and while they were salting, they were being salted, they daven, they chapter right to daven Shachas. Baruch Hu Baruch Achas. V'hein Baruch Hu, they made that one bracha. The Kara Aseres HaDibros, we don't do this. They said Aseres HaDibros after they said Yoytzar, or we'll see. We don't know which bracha they said exactly. And then they said Shema, the Hayim Shmoya and Vayomer, like what we do. Ubaruch Hu'esam, give a bracha. And they said three brachas, but not personal brachas. They bless Klal Yisrael. Well, I shouldn't say that with Emes V'Yatziv. Okay, that's really regular. That's part of the Nusach Adavni. Emes V'Yatziv, which is Goal Yisrael. And then they said Va'avoida Ritzei. They didn't daven Shimon Esrei. They said Ritzei, and then Ubirchas Kehanim. They said the Yivarechacha. V'Shavus Masiv Birchachas L'Mishma Hayotzei. Now, but one thing is different. I mean, a lot of things are different, but one thing is very different. We, before we say Kriya Shema, before we say Shema V'Chayim Shmoya, and Vayomer, we say two brachas. Yoytzer Or and Ahava Rabba. They only said one bracha. So the big question is, which one bracha? There are two brachas, Yoytzer Or and Ahava Rabba. Which one do they say? My brachachas, machlokes. The Gemara says, they didn't know the answer. Also, he didn't know the answer either. Also, Shalul Rav Yehuda, third Rabban, Amaluhu, Hochyam Shmuel, Ahav Rabba. They did not say Yoytzer Or. They said, why not? Not maybe it was too early, according to some opinions. It wasn't the whole Shaila. One is the Zman of the Yoytzer Or. They said I have Rabbi. I'm a Rabbi Zrikam, Rabbi Ami. I'm a Shimon Lakish. No, I'm Cholik Yoytzer Or. So it's a Machlokes. I'm a Royim. Did they say I have Rabbi Yoytzer? And then the Gemara is going to tell us Kiyos Rabbi Yitzchak. That will be for tomorrow. When the second Tana says they said Yoytzer Or, he never mamish said it explicitly. It was only derived through an incident. We figured out what he meant, but it's not mamish explicitly. So we'll stop here tomorrow. We'll continue from where we left off.